Now, I know hate's a strong word, T, so maybe we'll veer away from hate on this one. More like I'm not into it, right? I always find it fascinating when mainly it's a minority or a majority are into something and you're not, and you're the minority. And the one that stands out to me is I don't like Mexican food.
I know, you're a pain to go travelling with.
Yeah, hence that response.
Yeah, well, didn't we find that right?
Oh, so many times we've been to LA, Hawaii, New Zealand, we all want Mexican at least one of those nights, and we never can, because Steve...
Well, actually, in his defence, he does. He puts up with us.
How's the Rising Tennis Show going?
No, but you do. You've put up with us, but begrudgingly, because you don't like it.
I don't.
What is it about Mexican food?
Look, I don't hate it. That's why I said hate's a strong word.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing. It's like, and it's resurged again.
What do you mean?
There's Mexican restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
You go, oh, there's a new... it's Mexican.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Of course so it is. Many Mexican restaurants.
And, you know, I can down a taco, but, you know, I don't like that tinned cat poo stuff and all that gear.
All
that
refried beans.
Oh, yeah. Please. Well done, guys.
Put a bit of avocado on that, Steve.
Yum. Melted cheese, away you go.
No, I'm out. Okay. Oh, well, on that point.
Yeah.
On that point, Risey.
Yeah.
What don't you like, mate?
Everyone's into it. I'm not into it. Cheese.
There you go.
That's
hate cheese,
weird.
Especially soft cheeses that you have with biscuits.
Isn't he a pain to go travelling with?
I can't stand it. The number of restaurants we had to avoid because they had cheese, even the Mexican one.
Okay.
Well, what are you? So, what about you, Tanya?
Okay, the one thing, and you know this, espresso martinis. Everyone seems to order them.
True.
When we go out.
You're weird. God, you're a pain to travel with. Yeah. Honestly, you go
so
out
so many espresso martini bars.
Four espresso... Oh, sorry. Three espresso martinis.
And a glass of wine for Tanya.
I'm sorry that I went the alcohol route, but that's the standout for me at the moment.
You're
the whole world is drinking them.
And you are the only person I know.
Isn't that weird?
I'm sure, but I'm sure there are others, but I mean in our group.
I know.
It is a done thing. Oh, yeah, yum, we all like those except for you.
Yeah.
Yep. I know.
Yeah.
But it can be TV shows, movies, food, anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Yeah, like I don't consider anyone that's not watching Game of Thrones my enemy. Because I kind of figure it's not because you don't like it, you just haven't got on board at the beginning and you've missed the train.
Yeah.
So I don't think that kind of counts.
That's that is very true. I'm not against Game of Thrones.
No, you just haven't watched it.
I just, you know, it's like I know I would have loved Breaking Bad. I just missed the boat.
Exactly.
Oh, you would have loved it,
so
Steve.
So that's the difference. We're trying to find...
What you're not into.
Yeah, what you're not into.
But everyone else seems to be into it.
And you might get a little hard time from your circle of friends.
And you do.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like if anyone dare in front of me says they don't like oysters, you're gone. What do you mean you don't like oysters?
Our number is 4942-1029, 4942-1029. We'd love to talk to you now. What you don't like but everyone else is into.
Mm.
What do you hate, really? Everyone else is loving.
It's true.
No judgy judge here. Kind of. Sort of.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
Well, it's just, well, when people ring, I'm trying to encourage them.
Oh, I thought you had another one.
No. No, but we're not going to go too hard on you.
No.
If we like it.
Hey, who knows? We may even agree with you.
Maybe.
I mean, there's other things I'm not into that everyone seems to love.
Well, what, like?
Oh, everything. You know, some people like meetings.
Nothing makes me angrier.
Okay, well,
I think we all put up with them.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You have to just
because
put
I'm
up.
The one going, why are we doing this? Oh, God, I hate this. And everyone just kind of says nothing. So I'm presuming, okay, I'm the only one that
doesn't like them. No, they're not fun.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Just a necessary part of life.
Why?
Because you've got to have meetings for everything.
Haven't you got an email?
I can't see anything.
We've got Shana here from Bulwara Heights.
Hello, Shana. What are you into that nobody else seems to be? What aren't you into?
Coffee. I cannot... stand it. I can't even stand the smell. My whole entire family are coffee freaks.
Shana, don't ever listen to us again. Go away. Wow,
the
coffee.
Even when I was pregnant with both my girls, I couldn't even, my husband wanted me to go into Icky Sticky at Lawn, and I couldn't even stand, I nearly vomited. I had to walk out of the store.
Okay, EP Nikki doesn't drink coffee.
Okay, no. I'm going to go, Shana, you don't have to reveal, but kind of what age bracket are you in?
I am 30 in November.
Okay, I can tell you this much. Until I turned 30, did not drink coffee.
Really?
I turned 30 and now I have a half strength, Shana. I've grown up, put my big girl pants on, and I can almost stomach a half strength.
And Shana, after a half strength coffee, her eyes still go like poker machine.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, though, is that I can't stand coffee, but I will drink Pepsi and Coke and all that.
With caffeine in it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the smell.
Like I am addicted to it. So.
Amazing.
Thanks,
all right,
Shana.
Thank you.
All right, Kate, what aren't you into but most people are?
Hello, Kate.
Hello. Hi. I don't like football.
What sort of football?
Any. I don't like watching football. I was the only one at work. Everyone else would be talking about the game and what happened over the weekend, and I just look at them and think, it's a game of football, kicking a ball around. What's so great?
Just to get on your side, Kate, I am like that with soccer.
Right.
I'm not into that football at all.
So does NRL fall into that category, Kate?
Well, I just really... about the only sport I ever watch is the Olympics because I like little bits and pieces of everything. I can't sit and watch a whole game of football because I just think it's boring.
Thank you, Kate. I should hook her up with my husband.
Oh, right. I was going to say, your husband, Michael, my son, BJ, Kate, all just go out for a nice weekend when you and I watch the footy.
Jen, what aren't you into?
Seafood.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Jen, don't ever listen to us again.
I'm a lean blubber, not, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
but you're not allergic or anything, just not a fan of the taste.
No, and it just smells fishy, and I hate it.
it does. Funny how seafood would do that.
Yep. Thank you, Jen.
Hello, Jill. Hi, how you going?
Good.
Sushi. Oh,
that's an acquired taste. I couldn't even dare think of eating it, and now I love it.
Yeah, okay.
Same. Oh, really?
All right. Is it the seaweed wrap that turns you off?
Yeah, the seaweed wrap, the raw... I just don't like it.
Okay.
No, I just like that avocado on top.
Thank you, Jill.
Jesus, those Japanese people have hot avocados.
Mel, what aren't you into that everyone else seems to be?
Chicken.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, hate it. My husband would eat KFC every night, but...
Man, hang on, Mel, that's not chicken.
Thanks, Mel.
Oh,
thanks,
wait a minute, Mel. They've got bigger lawyers than ours. Yeah. It's lovely chicken.
Kate, what aren't you into that everybody else seems to be?
Hi, Tanya, it's Kate. Friend Kate, I don't eat the soft cheese, so what do I have to get every time I come to your place?
Every time she comes to my place, I have to go out and buy the trilogy. You know, there's three shades of cheese in the one block.
I'm on your side.
Special cheese.
Side, Kate. Every time you go over there, she's giving you the drippy brie.
I know, and the blue cheese.
Yuck, I'm with you, Kate.
Talk about a hard-to-have friend, I tell you what.
If you're not, Kate, if you're not peeling plastic off a single wrap, it's not cheese.
That's right.
And whacking it on a Jats biscuit with a bit of Vegemite.
And a bit of salami.
There you go.
Oh, now next you'll be throwing up the pickled onions, the coloured ones.
Oh, there you go. That's
yeah,
the one.
Yeah, Kate and I, you don't know this, but often Kate and I just have a night together. So we can just have some coloured onions coming out of an orange on toothpicks.
Devon and mashed potatoes.
Oh, yum. Devon and mash.
Go away.
Or Devon and potato salad with a...
Stop it.
Beautiful.
All right.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks, Kate.
Thank God. I'm so glad you brought it up, Kate. Bloody Tanya in a fancy-pantsy bloody plate.
I'll have to bear in mind that she is demanding like that.
Yeah.
I'll have to go to the supermarket. She's coming over for a little vino this weekend.
Yeah. What was that thing the other night you said? Oh, what's that? Oh, that's cheese. It's really old. You got any new stuff?
It's 21 parts.
Why's it got veins running through it?
It's Tanya and Steve.